Unit 2, My College. Let's pronounce and learn. Advisor. Faculty. Assignment. Orientation. Administration. The Student Union Building. The Department of Social Systems Engineering. The Department of Education. The Department of International Studies, University of Foreign Studies, Linguistics, Basics of Architecture, Structural Engineering, Visual Design, Coeducational, Establish, Found. Let's read.
The campus of my college is not very large, but there are several tall modern buildings. Five of them are school buildings, and the others are the administration building, the library, and the dormitory. All of them were built 6 years ago when Jonan Institute of Technology started. I belong to the Department of Social Systems Engineering. I go to school 5 days a week, taking various courses, such as structural engineering, visual design, and a sophomore seminar. The advisor of the seminar is Mr. Goto, who teaches basics of architecture. We sometimes eat out together when he gives us an assignment to do. School starts at 9. I usually get up at 8, eat a quick and simple breakfast in my apartment, and arrive at the college just before 9 o'clock. We have 2 classes in the morning and 2 in the afternoon. I sometimes stay after school to do some experiments with Mr. Goto.
Let's listen.
Part A.
My college is situated in the northern part of the city. It was established back in 1950. It started as a women's college, but now it is coeducational and has 5 schools. The campus is spacious with lots of trees and greens. The School of Humanities is between the School of Economics and the gym. I am enrolled in the Department of Education. I go to school from Monday through Friday, attending 2 or 3 classes each day. My advisor is Ms. Hattori, who teaches us music. We have her music class on Wednesday, and I like it very much. I joined ESS last week. We practice English at lunchtime in our club room, which is on the 2nd floor of the Student Union Building. I have decided to take part in the English drama contest, so starting from next week, I will come to college every Saturday to take voice training.
Part B.
Hello, this is Hajime Aoki speaking. Can I talk to Sanae, please?
Hi, this is Sanae. How have you been, Hajime?
I'm okay now, but I was really busy early in April. We had a 3-day orientation camp for freshmen.
Oh, that sounds good. Did you enjoy the camp?
Yes, but it was very tiring.
How are things at Josei University of Foreign Studies?
Well, I'll be taking 15 courses this semester. Some of the teachers seem really nice.
Do you have any foreign teachers?
Yes. I have Mr. Taylor for communicative English and Ms. Wan for basic Chinese. Mr. Taylor also teaches us linguistics. He is one of the faculty at the Department of International Studies.
Are you thinking of majoring in international studies?
Well, I'm not sure. I might take Chinese literature. We have to choose our major before our 3rd year, so I have a lot of time to think about it.
Have you joined any clubs yet?
No, I haven't. How about you?
I am a member of ESS. Why don't you join ESS at your college?
I'll think about it. I've got to go, Sanae.
Okay, thanks for calling, Hajime. See you. Unit 11, Family Life. Let's pronounce and learn.
Sociology. Precedence. Maternity leave. Paternity leave. Child rearing. Offense. Corporal punishment. Reasoning. Sibling. Privilege. Green thumb. Access. Two-generation family. Parents-in-law. Trash. Discipline. Newborn. Supportive. Adverse. Law-abiding. Raise. Misbehave. Spank. Ground. Abuse. Abuse. Inherit. Embarrass. Tend. Resort to. Pass up. Change a baby.
Let's read. An interesting question was raised in my sociology class recently. Our professor asked the females in the class if they planned to stop working to take care of their newborn babies. It was a very heated discussion. Almost half of the girls said that they certainly would stop working completely. Another large group said that after taking maternity leave, if their company had such a program, they would like to return to their jobs. I'm not really sure how I feel about this topic. On one hand, it seems that child rearing should take precedence over all other matters. After all, nothing is more important than family. On the other hand, leaving my profession and my work completely and abandoning all that I have trained for and studied for seems like such a huge waste of effort, time, and money. Some of the more interesting points in the discussion were raised by male students. One boy said that he hopes his wife will return to her job because it is becoming increasingly difficult to raise a family on just one income. Another male student said that he hopes his company will provide paternity leave so he can help his wife take care of their baby. I agree with the idea of paternity leave completely. I hope Japanese companies will become more supportive of young families. Let's listen. Part A.
My friend told me that when he was young and misbehaved, his father would spank and sometimes hit him on the head. I was quite shocked because my parents never hit me. Their form of punishment was much less physical, but painful nonetheless. I was usually grounded for a period of time, depending on how foolish my offense was. I asked my friend how he feels about corporal punishment now, and if he would someday use corporal punishment on his own kids. He said he definitely would. His reasoning was that corporal punishment had no adverse effects on him or his siblings. He and his two brothers grew up to be honest, law-abiding citizens. My feelings are quite the opposite. Studies have shown that an abused child, and I think hitting a child is abuse, is more likely to resort to violence and physical harm later in life. Also, there is no telling how a child is psychologically damaged by being hit by an adult. There are many other ways to punish misbehaving children without using violence. Grounding them and taking away TV or video game privileges are two very effective forms of punishment. I know from experience, they worked very well on me.
Part B. You're really lucky, Masato, to have your grandparents living with you.
I think so, too. There is one minor problem, however. My brother and I always had to share a room.
That doesn't sound too serious. My grandparents live with my uncle in Gifu, and when we drive there, it takes almost 2 hours.
That's too bad. When I was a little boy, my grandfather used to show me how to grow all kinds of vegetables. I think I inherited his green thumb.
When I visit my grandmother, I like to help her in the kitchen. I often ask her to teach me her secrets about cooking.
My grandmother often told us stories about her son, my father. I'm sure it embarrasses him, but it's always fun to hear about your parents' younger days.
Yes, I often ask my grandmother to tell me stories about my mother. But you have constant access to all your grandparents' stories. I think that's something that is very precious.
You're absolutely right about that. Also, I never pass up a chance to ask for their advice or opinions about anything.
Yes, I really envy you.
There's one more really nice thing about having your grandparents around. They usually support you when you have an argument with your parents.